sissies out there. Here, sissy, sissy. Oh, today you're in luck. You get to hear about a new sissy. I have a new sissy on board, Sissy Amy, and I am training her. She came attired in a pink party dress, pink bows, pink ribbon in her hair, ruffled panties, all in pink, stockings, garters, everything. She had on her makeup. She had cocksucker red lipstick on. I'm thinking we better get her Tinkerbell pink for our next session. Tinkerbell pink lipstick. I think they sell that in the drugstore for all you little sissies out there who are following along. Maybe some pink nail polish. She says she has other female things, but this is the most sissy thing that she has. She's got skirts and blouses and 30 pairs of panties and makeup. She had a butt plug in her pussy. And she has some chastity devices. We talked about those, although I really don't feel that her chastity devices are getting the right type of use. They are to be used to keep a sissy from coming. The purpose of not coming is to become more submissive for Miss Mandy. She has been doing housework, and I had her go to the kitchen and get a spatula, and I spanked her little sissy ass and had her count out the spanks. I also had her wiggle her little sissy ass as she was dusting the living room with a feather duster during our first training session. She has a little clitty. I'm sure that's no surprise to you sissies out there. And she told me more about herself, which I can fill you in on this more as we progress with my sessions that I talk about Sissy Amy. This session will appear on my website when I get to adding pages to my website. So I will be talking more about Sissy Amy on my Sissy session. And oh, for all of you interested, Sissy Amy is now a proud member of my Sissies on the Wall of Shame. Not that all on the Wall of Shame are sissies. Some are panty boys, and some are panty lovers or panty thieves. So, let me read you what Sissy Amy wrote about our session today, and you'll get a little bit more knowledge of what I'm capable of during a sissy session. So here we go. Let me get to the session here. She did a great job of summing up what happened during our session. So let me read it to you. Okay, I was allowed to speak with Miss Mandy today. What a pleasure it was to speak with her. Again, in such a short period of time, as I could think of nothing else but our next session. I was very honored when Miss Mandy gave me my new sissy name, Sissy Amy, and what a pretty and girly name it is, too. I then described the outfit I was wearing, which was a pink sissy dress with white lace trim, puff sleeves, and it was adorned with pink bows on the hem as well, and sleeves. I was wearing a large pink bow in my hair to match the dress. I was also wearing a pink bra and panty and garter set with pink stockings. And at the time was using my plug in my sissy hole. I was also fully made up in makeup with bright red lipstick. Or cocksucker red, as Miss Mandy said. And pink eyeshadow and blush. Of course, my nails were painted the same color red as my lips. To start my training, Miss Mandy instructed me to be obedient, respectful, and polite, speaking in a high, sissy voice. I was to say, yes, Miss Mandy, no, Miss Mandy, and thank you, Miss Mandy, or I would be punished. I was then instructed to get a pink ribbon so that I could tie it around my sissy clitty to what I could only think was to remind me that I was a sissy. I was also asked to get a rubber band to place around my sissy clitty, but did not have one. I will be sure to have one for our next session. Miss Mandy then decided to take me to the beach to sunbathe, so she instructed me to put on a pink bikini and high hooker heels and went to the beach. As we were walking on the boardwalk, I was instructed to wiggle my sissy ass, and I'm sure drew many stares from other sunbathers. Then a woman, also dressed in a pink bikini, walked up to me, pulled down my bikini, and measured my sissy clitty. "Oh my, it is only 2 inches," she said. I was then instructed by Miss Mandy to get down on my hands and knees and lick her ass, at which time Miss Mandy put on her strap-on dildo and began using it in my sissy hole. At this time, I was given instructions to rub my sissy clitty with my 2 fingers and asked if I could come. I was allowed and came. Miss Mandy instructed me to lick my cum, and without hesitation, I did. I can only now wait and dream of my next session with Miss Mandy. Thank you, Miss Mandy. So, Sissy Amy, what can I say? What a wonderful recount of our session. I'm thinking that I want you to get maybe a bottle of pink nail polish, a bottle of pink nail polish, and a pink lipstick, Tinkerbell pink, as I said earlier. And you could wear it with a black bra and panty set and black stiletto heels. Maybe I'll make you into a hooker sissy. Would you like that, Sissy Amy? Who owns Sissy Amy? Miss Mandy, I will own and control you. You are going to be very submissive, and there is no coming for you until our next session. And that holds true for you other sissies out there wanting sissy training. Make sure you show up with sissy balls full of cum for Miss Mandy. Miss Mandy at 1-877-732-6360 for your sissy training, sissies. Mwah! Sissy Amy, that was so much fun. You do have a little clitty, don't you, sissy? Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.